Students from across the city dressed only in swimwear gathered outside City Hall this week. Their goal? To show council just how important school aquatics is to them. Unless these students can get through to City Hall, a lack of funding will cause 39 pools to be closed in June. Daniel Sorg is one of these students. On this brisk spring day, Sorg is dressed in nothing but a pair of swim trunks, chanting at the top of his lungs to save our pools. The issue has transformed this young man from student to activist.
Gathered to tell City Hall that we need money for these pools, and we want every single elected legislator to support the initiative to keep these pools afloat, because if all it is just $12 million compared to an initial $1 billion budget that's caused these pools to be drained, we can easily take care of it.
Sorg, along with dozens of other students stationed at Nathan Phillips Square, have had their lives transformed by their school's aquatics programs. These programs offer access to pools as part of the curriculum and emphasize the importance of physical activity as part of a healthy lifestyle.
When I was in elementary school, I was a bit of an obese child, and I overate, and consequently, I was overweight. And it was through swimming that I lost weight, and I made a number of healthy choices that put me on the road to healthy living.
With the June date quickly approaching, time is running out for these pools. But students like Sorg refuse to give up hope. Luke Champion, Observer Radio, Toronto.